This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. All week, we've been looking at holiday gift buying. It's hard to buy for people, especially, you know, those nerds, collector-type people, the people like me in your life, and I get that. So I know every year my wife, my family, my friends, they're like, oh, we don't know what to get you. So hopefully this week we've given you a little bit of an insight into some really cool gifts, some really kind of out there, off-the-wall gifts, and things that people may, that special person in your life may want. Now today, a lot of people thought that today was going to be the hardest day. I tell you, it was Tuesday's show. Movie lovers are super hard to buy for. What's cool about comics is, yes, there are people who have all sorts of different tastes. And you know, they like this artist, but don't like this artist. Or love this writer, but hate this writer. Oh, well, this character is great, except when... And there's this stigma that I feel like here on the network, we do a good job to kind of negate that stigma, you know, kind of break it and show that, no, we're not all just going to sit around and complain. And that is the beauty of comic books. There's a place you can go to find everything, pretty much everything you need for your comic book lover in your life. And you know where that is? That is your local comic book store. You can go there, and they will have everything you need. They will give you expert advice. You can ask questions. You can do all sorts of stuff. And they will help you find what you need. So that is, I mean, my biggest recommendation to you is go into your local comic shop and just talk to them. You know, say, hey, I know they like Batman, or I know they like this movie, or they have seen this. And odds are, if they're a good comic fan, that they'll have a pull list at that local shop. So you can tell them, you know, hey, I'm here to buy something for Lance. Kind of what is on his pull list? What does he like? What can you recommend? And if they do have a pull list there, for those that don't know, a pull list is where you tell your comic shop, hey, these are the books I want. Please hold them for me when they come in, and I will come in this week and buy them. Whether, you know, it's all the Batman titles or everything Grant Morrison writes or whatever it may be, it's a really great way to do that. So that being said, another great gift for that comic book lover in your life is a gift certificate or a gift card, whatever, to your LCS, to your local comic shop. That's going to be the best way to guarantee that not only they get what they want, but that also helps, you know, small businesses, and it's really a win-win for everybody. I know some people think gift cards are kind of lame, but they're not. They're awesome and should totally be, you know, celebrated and used and everything. But, you know, if you don't want a gift card, or if you want to go in with a little bit of knowledge, there are some great graphic novels out there that you can get for that loved one. The X-Men Grand Design that's going on right now is absolutely beautiful and awesome. They make these special, like, oversized library style editions that are really cool, inexpensive, that each one's a collection of the two issues from there's the first one, the second Genesis, and so on. Oh, actually, no, those are the only ones out right now. So there's those that any X-Men fan will love, because basically what it is Ed Piskor is going through and streamlining the X-Men history, and it's awesome. Joel Jones and Marika Tamaki had a book come out that was just called Supergirl Being Super. That one's really good. James Tynion had the Batman and Ninja Turtles Part 2. The Black Panther books are all great. Really, there's so many great books, and that's what's awesome right now. You have the Snagglepuss stuff that's been collected. any of the Earth One books. You have Grant Morrison just came out with Earth One Wonder Woman book two. Earlier this year, you had book one of Green Lantern. That was really good. But they also have Superman, Batman, and Teen Titans. They're all worth checking out. Phoenix Resurrection from Matt Rosenberg, who's been on the show, is really great too. When Action Comics 1000 came out, they had a nice big oversized book. It's like 20, 30 bucks that just looks at the history of Superman, has some of the most important stories, including some unpublished, unreleased Siegel and Schuster stuff. So that's really great. Trades of Saga are always good. Hellboy is working on a complete collection, complete omnibus. And those, you know, they're nice, compact. Everybody loves those. The Young Animal stuff. I mean, that's the thing. There's just so much. You can go down the path of all of Donny Cates' Venom and Cosmic Ghost Rider stuff. You can go look at the prequels for Black Panther, Infinity War, Ant-Man and Wasp. Look at some little bit older stuff and the Vision from Tom King that is just amazing. Some of the older Captain America stuff. I mean, there's really no bad answer here. Like I said, they're all going to be great, and your comic friend is going to adore them all. So that's, you know, really just depends what they like. And it's not just your comic friend. They have all ages books. So stocking stuffers, like my kids are going to get comics in their stocking. I can already tell you that for sure. Because, well, they like to read them. And it's a good reading tool for young kids. You know, a lot of kids, they've proven, do good at associating, that's the word, words and pictures and stuff. And it helps with the progression of storytelling and helps them to be able to read non-pictured books. So that's always awesome. It is worth checking out. I could sit here and rave on and on. I mean, Bendis's Superman, Tomasi's Superman, King's Batman run has been nothing short of stellar. Going back to Grant Morrison's new X-Men stuff, I mean, there's so many great comics. I can't recommend just a few. They're all wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. The Iceman collections, you know, Cena Grace has been on the show. If they've been on our show, so Cena Grace, Matt Rosenberg, Brian Hill, those guys, phenomenal writers. Even if they haven't been on our show, there's still a lot of great writers out there, and it's worth checking out. So just go in your local comic shop and ask them what you need. Now for our random and our expensive gifts, the random gift that is a lot of fun and kind of piggybacks on ours from Tuesday's show is Comic Experience. It's an online course taught by professionals. And you can get in, you can spend a lot of money, or you can spend a few bucks and learn about comic art, comic writing, lettering, inking, promoting, all these things. And it's really cool, something that if you're a comic fan, wants to get into the business and wants to learn more about the behind-the-scenes stuff, it's a great opportunity for them, you know, to check it out and see what's going on. And our random, crazy, expensive, I mean, when it comes to comics, you can get real expensive just because, you know, collecting stuff, autographs, things like that. But we're not going to get too crazy because, yeah, I mean, you can easily spend, like, a Daredevil number one is like $3,000 to $5,000, and that is what I would really want. But for $500, you can get the Infinity Gauntlet hard case, nice little box set. And it's going to come with all the whole Infinity Gauntlet stuff, Infinity Crusade, Infinity War, all the crossovers, just you name it, everything. Almost 5,000 pages of stuff. And it's really cool. Derek has it. And it's awesome. And that's going to be the big, awesome gift for your comic book lover. But let us know what you want. If you read comics, you know, what's something you would like your secret Santa to give you, or your not-so-secret Santa. Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're out there. We're even on YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. Love to talk to you. Happy holidays to everybody. That's first and foremost, yeah. Email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
I'm ready to wrap that perfect Christmas gift, but I haven't found it yet, because I don't have a clue what to get you. So I'll give you my heart.